Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A lot of belief in Howie, as there should be. To a certain extent, I think there's too much belief, but, you know, we're hashing it out today. I'm not annoyed at the Eagles. I'm annoyed at people that just assume he's, you know, got this no matter what. You can weigh in. You know who's going to weigh in today? He's a big fan of Michael Jackson. That'd be Mr. Ruben Amaro Jr.
Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio, brought to you CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Well, Rube keeps things moving. Good morning, Rube.
Good morning.
How are you, pal?
I'm great.
Good man.
Great. Bounced right back.
Good for you. Yeah, game last night. Bang! Right up early.
Let's go.
Ready to go. Phils last night. Nice job.
They bounced back.
They did. It was a gutsy win.
It was a gutsy win. It could have rolled over after the game was tied up. And then they bounced back and made some plays and got some big base hits.
It was
nice to see some of the boys come out a little bit and like to see some of the guys be humanized a little
bit. Yeah, and
I
thought, you know, even the Marsh sack fly, the crowd, nice little ovation for that sack fly.
Yeah.
They felt that moment a little bit.
Correct. And after the boos that Bohm had, you know, the double play, and then he comes back and has the huge base hit with two outs. He was great. He's been great in that situation his whole career, pretty much. But he obviously struggled. Except for this year. But for him to bounce back and get that big hit, I mean, it looked like the albatross kind of flipped off of his shoulders.
You think so?
I think so. And I thought after the, you know, in the interview we did with him after, he was great. I thought he was terrific. He was like a human.
You know,
he acknowledged all that stuff.
Because the interview that I saw must have been before that. It was almost like he was still in a state of shock. It was right on the field, right after. And
that was the interview. I thought my feeling was that this guy was as human as can be. I mean, he was laughing. He was talking about his teammates and how important, how great Alvarado was and Strom,
well,
I think,
nice.
And all that stuff. But I think, and he's sort of laughing about him, how bad he's been. And, you know, I've been there and done it and have gone through it. And, man, it eats at you. It eats at you like nobody's business, and I think that the quotes that Harper had afterwards were really, really good. The fact that, you know, sometimes you just have to realize this is a game. You have to try to have some fun.
The Harper comments were really interesting.
Very interesting.
Trying to get
good stuff.
Bohm to just remember to enjoy baseball.
And Marsh. And I mean, these guys, this baseball is a game. I know it's life for them, and it's been life for me, but it's still a game. And it's hard when you're in it and you're struggling. It's hard to separate those two.
Well, even a guy like Schmitty, who obviously is the greatest fill of them all. I mean, Rube, there'd be times he'd struggle, and you could see that it would eat him up, and you could hear it. I mean, he was a very introspective. Look, you know him a million times better than I do, but I always had the impression very introspective, kind of deep guy in certain ways. And when he would struggle, and of course the town would come down on him like none other. I mean, him and Donovan, a couple of guys got it that were the truly great players, and people would come down on Mike Schmidt in a hard way.
Best third baseman in the history of the game, and he got hammered here a lot.
A lot worse than Alec Bohm.
Because the expectation was so high.
That's right.
and
made it look easy.
Yeah, and I think the Bobby Abreu got that a lot, too, because he was pretty smooth with everything he did. That's how he was. That's who he was. He was kind of chill and smooth. And, like, when he scooted down the line, people thought that he never busted it. But he busted it down the line every time. And other guys didn't.
But, not to the right field wall.
He didn't like the wall. did not care for the wall.
All right, 215-592-9494. And I want to play a piece of audio of Howie Roseman and then right back to the phones. Because Howie said a lot yesterday about the NFL draft coming up. And, you know, to a certain extent, the Eagles offseason. And I actually thought there was pretty good authenticity with what he said. But there was one comment about Dallas Goedert. It's like, come on, man. Don't be. I mean, Seltzer, we're used to these press conferences. Sometimes they kind of try to shovel some stuff. I thought this was a whopper of shoveling stuff. Listen to Howie on Goedert and this draft.
The unsettled nature with Dallas Goedert right now, how does that affect the approach at that position going into the draft?
The way we look at the draft is it's a separate entity to anything else that's going on. We got to make good decisions in the draft based on who the players are that are available in the draft. We can't make up any positions and make them better than they're not. We have to really have a true process. So it really doesn't affect us. We try to do as much as we can at any position in free agency to try to make sure that we're not in a position where there is needs. Of course, we're not a perfect team, and there's always going to be areas that we're looking to improve. And, you know, honestly, that's going to happen even the day after the draft. We're going to continue to have areas that when we look at our depth chart, we'll go, man, it would be great to add a player here. So the player acquisition period, this is a huge part of it, but it's certainly not the end.
All right. So listen, what he said in the back half makes a lot of sense, but what he said in the first half makes no sense. John, there's no way that the outcome of the Goedert situation or thinking you know where it's going to go doesn't impact potentially how they draft. I mean, come on. There's a big difference between I've got Goedert and I don't have Goedert as it relates to this draft at the tight end position. I mean, Ruben, even you as a GM knows, and I know Howie's your boy. Hey, shovel
GM speak.
What is that?
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Hey,
sometimes that's what you got to do. It's as simple as that. I mean, you can't throw all your cards out there.
Right,
it's just not how it works.
I'm not ripping.
You got to be a politician every once in a while.
I can't talk about it. And by the way,
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This offseason, they've already brought in Harrison Bryant from Las Vegas.
Yep.
Kylan Granson from Indianapolis. Nick Muse from San Francisco. Cameron Latu looks like from San Francisco.
Quantity doesn't equal
EJ
quality.
EJ Jenkins also from San Francisco. These are free agents.
Maybe if they combine all of their best traits, then all of them combined are half of Dallas
Goedert.
You've
never seen these players.
No, I don't watch.
How do you know?
I don't watch guys on random teams.
Because we know who they were if they were as good as Dallas Goedert.
There you go. Except for the Zach Bond situation, that is correct.
But
so that
my
is,
point
no, but that's
is,
a good
hold
point.
On. What? My point is, you guys act like there's one way to acquire. And it's first-round draft picks.
We
got to get first-round draft picks to replace all of these holes in our roster on the defensive side of things. No, we don't. Last year was crazy that it happened the way that it did. This year, you're probably going to have a bunch of old heads who get cut at the last second on other teams who come in and have some sort of relationship with Vic Fangio, who at the last second
they might stink, like Devin White. They might not work out.
Quite possibly.
Like Steve Smith 15 years ago might not work out.
But it's unlikely.
Remember that guy?
Because the organization has
didn't they give him Randall's number? Didn't Steve Smith get Randall Cunningham's number?
Disgraceful.
And then he did, actually.
And then it's like,
all right,
enough. Number 12, no. Look, John, I hear your point. Everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. AMA up ahead. We're also going to get to some of the comments later in the show that are coming in on YouTube. You can watch our show on YouTube. You can comment about what you see on YouTube. So weigh in on all of that as well. And again, as I said, AMA next, phone calls too, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Phillies Nation, the season is about to heat up, and it's your time to swing for the fences. Every time the fight and strike out 10 or more batters in a home game, you score. That's right. When they fan double-digit batters at the bank, you get a $5 casino bonus to play Philadelphia Phillies Slingo exclusively on BetMGM. Best part, you can claim this bonus once per week, every Monday through Sunday throughout the baseball season. So keep cheering on the Phils, celebrate those strikeouts, and get ready to take your thrills to the next level. BetMGM is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies and an official gaming partner of Major League Baseball.